Om Shanti. Welcome, welcome, welcome. My name's Judy. I live in Canada, and I'm very honored to be here as your MC for the week, making announcements. And I just want to say a very warm welcome to this place. I arrived 2 days ago, and it was a 48-hour journey, so you look much fresher than I looked when I arrived. And just a big congratulations to all of you, because I know it really takes firm intention and a deep love, actually, to make space for yourself for a whole week to come and be in this meditative space for your own benefit. So congratulations for making that choice and following through. And I think you're going to have a beautiful week. Tonight, we're just going to explain some of the program to you and some of the, things that will help make your stay here very nice. So I'll give you some tips after we hear from our seniors and hear about the program. And then we'll be getting a gift from this place. Always, I know, it's exciting. We're like children when we come here. We get gifts all the time. So this evening we'll end with a little meditation and a gift before we go for dinner. So this is really a chance just to get ourselves oriented to the program and understand what will be happening throughout the week. So I'd like to introduce, we will hear from her later, but sitting right next to me is a very special soul. How many of you have met Sudesh Didi before? Some of you have. So this is Sudesh Didi. Didi means elder, respected sister. So we call her Didi for short sometimes, but Sudesh Didi is her name. And she is currently co-directing this entire campus. So everything that happens on this campus goes through her and another soul. The two of them are sharing this. And Didi has been in the foreign lands outside of India for many, many years, mostly Germany, a lot of Europe, and had a lot of contact with the Middle East and traveled the world. And she's been with this study for so many years, most of her life, and has enormous wisdom to bring to us. So we will hear from her to end the evening, but I wanted you to at least see who this special soul is before she speaks. The other two sitting on stage will begin with words from each of them, and they are part of the main coordinating team for this entire retreat. But these two have been the main organizers or coordinators. And I'll begin with Aruna on the side there. No, I'll introduce you first, but Morni will speak first. Yeah, so this is Sister Aruna, who has been living in Kuwait for many, many years. I think those from the Middle East know her well. And even those from Asia would know her well, well-loved. She was in Canada for a time, so we love her too, okay? And now she is living in Oxford, England, and she's here representing the Middle East as the planning team. And next to her is Sister Morni, who comes from Australia, is serving in Australia, but has lived and served most of her life in Asia, in different countries of Asia. Right now, she's coordinating the center in Taiwan, the meditation center in Taiwan, which exists virtually and exists with many people and just looking for a physical location. So wonderful interest in that country. And so I will pass first to Morni to be able to speak a little bit about the Brahma Kumaris, and then we will hear from Sister Aruna about this program. Yes, but first, I don't know where she is. Do we have our dancer? Oh, okay, first, before they speak, we have a beautiful little soul coming. Akshita is coming to do a special welcome dance, a Rajasthani dance. We wanted you to have a little flavor of the local culture first. So welcome, Akshita. We're very happy to have you.
जाओ जी मन दीत कराओ जी रा क्यों तरसावे हो मन सकल दिखाओ जी हरि सरार अपि सब जानू मैं तो हरी हर चले उन बंगा जी मैं कह लगे मर जीवड़े में जागी तो कनी चंदा में भारी चांदनी मन दामन में पा एक तीरे जुम 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 जा जुम ओ मर जीवड़े में जागी धोकनी चंदा में भारी चांदनी मन दामन में पा एक तीरे जुम 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 जा जुम
Akshita, that was lovely, and thank you, Sujata Ben, for coming with you tomorrow.
So I think all of you probably know quite a bit about the Brahma Kumaris and found out before you came here even more. Is it correct? You all know pretty much about the Brahma Kumaris, but you've arrived at the headquarters of the Brahma Kumaris, and it's so amazing to see the big picture behind what's going on in sometimes very small centres like Taiwan. And you come here and you'll find that there are actually 20 wings. We don't call them departments, that sounds a bit... They're called wings. And these 20 wings represent all the professions. So whether it's media, education, the arts, jurists, security. So we have people serving, people of that profession, and the people who are serving are from that profession. And so this is what I think is a great feature of the Brahma Kumaris, because what we are trying to do more than anything else is, of course, meditation is our base, but what we're doing is bringing spirituality into everyday life. So that's what we're doing through all these wings. We're going into the fields of medicine, of science, and bringing spirituality into the professions. Because what is spirituality? Basically, it's values. And that's why you'll find that we do a lot of values programs, because spirituality is about awakening the identity, who I am, that I am a being of peace, of love, of bliss. And I hope that in this week, I'll give you a little challenge, you experience at least a moment of bliss, if you haven't already. Because sometimes we think bliss is something, you know, unattainable. But the joy and the happiness that I'm sure you'll experience here, and especially because you're away from all, you know, you need to do in your worldly life, you'll be cooked for, your beds were made, you know, you don't have to think about much except yourself. So a very wonderful opportunity to experience. And you'll see around, if you keep your eyes open, you'll see a list of those wings at the training center. You'll see, you know, lots of things. So just keep your eyes open and, you know, like here we have a picture of all the seniors that have gone before us. So this organization is now, you know, 90 years old. And so a lot of our elders have passed on. And so the presence in all that they've given us is very much here. Of course, the founder and the administrative head previously. So, you know, just absorb all the things that are on offer here. And I think I don't need to say much more about the Brahma Kumaris, but I do want to say I'm very happy to be here. It's only the second Inner Peace, Inner Power retreat I've attended, because I've taken over from a sister who was in Singapore. And I just felt a beautiful welcome, especially from our Middle Eastern friends, some who came last year as guests and now guides. And so it's wonderful that the Middle East and Asia are coming together. And by the end, you'll have your own reason for that. You'll see what is that interesting connection we have. So without saying any further, Om Shanti, and welcome to you all.
Om Shanti. So you notice how we start and end with this greeting, and you'll become familiar with it as you say it yourself, because then you'll be really saying it with full meaning. So retreat, we always say that we retreat when we want to step back, when we want to observe, and then we want to steer in the right direction. So the word retreat comes from the military, and you know, you step back and then you strategize, right? What I'm going to do with my life, and that's what you're doing. You've taken time out. Everybody's spoken about how difficult it is. I think time is one of the most valuable commodities at the moment. So if you've been able to take out a week for yourself, I think that's the biggest gift that you can give to yourself. So we know, those of you who have come before and are helping now this time, you know how this goes. So first day you come as guests, and then day 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 you become family. And so I hope that those who are new will have faith in the process, trust the process, and enjoy the whole retreat. So my job really is to kind of just tell you a bit about the program. We start planning the program 3 months ahead, In fact, 6 months ahead when we get dates, because this place is very busy. It has several retreats throughout the year. And so we have to get in our dates. We get the dates, then we start planning the program 3 months ahead. And then there's always last minute finalizing. So does everybody have one of these programs? It's in your bag. If you don't have it, then your guides are probably waiting to give it to you. So it is a tried and tested program. It's full, it's balanced, it's supposed to give you a bit of indoor, outdoor, inner and also outer. So there's a lot of reflection, meditation, talks, but then there's also a lot of outings. We will also go to Peace Park and play and become little children, and you know what that feels like. So yeah, it is a jam-packed program, but we've kept enough space. If you follow the program, you get your space. So try to put away your phones and try to focus on what's happening here, and you will take maximum benefit. So a few other things I'd just like to say is, so David was introduced to you. So David has been living in the mountain up here. He has a little hut for about 30 years. And he's from Australia, and he'll be playing music for us throughout. So David is going to take you for your morning walks. And so for your morning walks, make sure you have good shoes. Actually, this is the first time we are doing the retreat in September, early September. And so we didn't anticipate the rains. So we may need to adjust the program every day. So I think some of you were asked to bring umbrellas, raincoats. We'll just adjust. We'll just go with the flow. Okay? So just look out for all the announcements. And then in the morning, you will also get exercises with Sujata. Sujata is a dietitian, senior dietitian at the Global Hospital. And you'll hear about that later in the retreat. And she's also a fitness advisor. So she stays here. Those who don't want to walk can stay here. She does exercises. And those who want to walk can go outside. So that's after your early morning meditation. Food. Food is simple, but it's prepared with a lot of love. We don't get all the ingredients here. We don't get all the Western ingredients. So it is what is available. We, as I said, it's cooked with love, and I think some of you gave your dietary requirements. We will try and accommodate that as much as possible. Again, just speak with your guides. They will speak to the kitchen and will help you out. I would request, though, that you do not waste food. I think that's one of our principles as humanity, not just as Brahma Kumaris. Take a little if you don't know what it is. Try it, go back for more, but please don't waste food. Timings, yeah, come on time. Sessions start on time, exactly, unless now we've sorted the translation, that's working. Try to come on time, sessions will finish on time. Come to meals on time, so that they can also get on with their work. Photography, so does anybody have a problem with photos being taken? Your photo being taken? Okay, so we do have a allocated photographer, Mink. Okay, so yeah, this is Mink, and she is the official photographer. Just stay standing. Yeah, she's a professional photographer, and so she will be taking some shots of the retreat. They're useful for us also when we do our leaflets, brochures. But also, we'll get to show you some of those at the end of the retreat. And that's always a nice reminder. Do drink only bottled water. Unless you're taking the water from the hot water from the kitchen, the dining. Other than that, please, even if it says mineral water, we suggest you don't. Just stay on the safe side. We just drink bottled water. It's all good, but it's just our systems are not used to it. So it's just good to pay heed to that. If anyone needs medical attention, we have a dispensary down the past those buildings, Vishnupuri, where some of you are staying. So we do have a doctor here in the campus, 24-hour service. So if anything happens, contact your guide, or at the back we have put a couple of numbers and you can contact them. So don't worry, you're in good hands. So I know it's not easy to go to bed early, but just be mindful of the people around you, because some do want to go to bed early, and then sometimes there's some people who are chatting till late and anyway disturbs the others. So again, from past experience, if you want to talk, just keep it low. But yeah, early to bed, early to rise, because we'll be inviting you, not tomorrow, but later we'll be inviting you for the early morning meditation. Okay, so now I would like to introduce. So all the food is cooked with peanut oil. Does anybody have a peanut allergy? Okay, yeah, guides can double check. I hope translation is flowing. Peanut oil, okay, that's what the food is cooked in. Okay, so to introduce our guides, so if all the guides could stand up so everybody gets a good look at you. So these are guides from Middle East and Asia. And these will be there, these souls will be there to help you. If you need anything, they'll be guiding you on your walks and up and down the campus. So if you're not sure, then anyone with a blue badge, you can ask them, okay?
Thank you. That's a lot of countries in one room, right? Isn't that amazing? That's a big part of the world we have represented here. Imagine in 1 week the love and the energy created amongst and between us, and how much that will benefit the world. Oh, beautiful. A global village, a global family. Yeah. So I would like to invite, thank you Aruna and thank you Morni. I would like to invite, we have other special, these are very senior experienced meditators from the different regions, and I'd like to invite them. They have a little message for you. One of them will be Mira from South Korea, so we'll begin with Asia. If Mira, Ben, you could come to the front. And the other will be Mei Mei from Malaysia. So these two, a couple words of wisdom from each of them, representing their experience in the Asian region. Where is Mei Mei? Is she here? She is. Okay, she's coming. Please come. And maybe if... Yeah. Thank you. So this is Sister Mira. She coordinates all of the service in the Brahma Kumaris in Korea and involved in many, many other service projects. She's also a professional interpreter, I happen to know, so she's very, very good at that. And Mei Mei from Malaysia. And what city in Malaysia? Kuching. Ah, north. What? Yeah, I was there. I love that place. Okay, please go ahead, Mira.
Om Shanti. I also would like to extend a very warm welcome and also congratulations. I really feel that you all need to give yourself a very good tap on your shoulder for making this choice, creating this time for yourself, because as you all know, where the world is going is like everything breaking down, and you know, nothing is working in a way, and everything splitting and degrading. So at a time like that, you saw something in Raza Yoga meditation, And through whatever process you have come so far, I think you found something, and you found the answers, the fundamental questions you have had, maybe for your whole life. And you have now beginning to have a little faith that this is it. There is something that I have been looking for, and as you would have experienced, it's something that's in a way going against the tide where the whole world going downward is heading. So it's really going upstream. So this meditation is taking us to our highest place, and also making things work again. And we are going back to our wholeness through this meditation. So you have had your classes and practice in your own place, and I really feel that you made the choice of making yourself special by coming to this very, very special place where for so many years the energy of creation and constructing and really taking us upwards rather than going downwards. So I hope you can take most benefit by really focusing on the inside, being away from, although there are many things still here which will take us to the external level, but keep that focus on the inside, and then you can really connect to yourself at a deeper level, and the source that will give us all the things that we will ultimately recover within ourselves. So I really hope the best for all of you, and thank you, and congratulations to you for the opportunity again. Thank you.
Om Shanti. I'm Sister Mei Mei. So first thing, happy to see you all here, and then I'm really happy for you to choose to come, because I was like you as a guest before. So I think I understand some of you, or maybe all of you, during this process, maybe we really not really can get our answer before coming here. So this week is a week like intensive for us, because I was here before. Then today I can have the opportunity to share. So one day you might be like one of us very fast. So this place, this week is for all of us to put more all the effort. We just put down everything outside, focus here. I'm sure you will get whatever you want to do, you want to your one answer, and then I'm very sure this is really your life-changing trip. The program is designed for you to awaken you. Long-waiting answer. Okay, so of course, then to like all of the senior, congratulations to you, all of you, and all of us making the decision to come here. There must be a reason we all are here. Then the soul is calling. Now get the answer. Okay? Om Shanti.
Thank you, Mei Mei. Thank you, Mira. How many were here before at IPIP? And okay, hands up. Hi, hi, hi. And so you've come back, so that's the best endorsement, really, isn't it? That you're here. Lovely. So now from the Middle East, if we could, please, I'll invite to the stage Awatif, Dr. Awatif from Bahrain. in the Bahrain Center, and also a practicing physician. And I will invite to the stage Sheikha, who is in Kuwait, a very accomplished businesswoman and long-term meditator, both of them. If you would offer some words of greeting on behalf of the Middle East.
Om Shanti. What a beautiful scene from here. Judy, you did not tell us that it's beautiful from here. So, good afternoon, good evening, and my dear brothers and sisters. If I ask you, what is your feeling at this moment? Just one word, what is your feeling at this moment? Excited, what else? Calm, what else? Sorry? Gratitude, yes, definitely, yes. And you know what? Love, definitely. And although we are coming here every year, but the moment the senior sister sat here and then the dancing started, like it was a joy for me. I did not feel that I came here before. And as if the party started. So really, again, it is this time and your time here, it is an opportunity not only for you, also for us. It is like a station for us, maybe to put a new plan, to decide on new effort. It is an important station for every single one of us. And again, congratulations. We know, even in the center, sometimes you are very busy and you cannot come. And you came here, congratulations. And really, you need to clap to yourself, even internally, and also I would ask you to clap externally. You really deserve that. We mean it, you deserve that. Especially at this time, with all the turmoil outside, with all the chaos outside. And you created the time, and not only the time. We know how much it takes effort to every single one of you to come here. How much preparation. And for me, this again reminds me of the first time I came here in peace of mind in 2005. Always when I see new people coming, I recall what was my feeling and what I wanted and what I got at that time. And definitely, it was full of experiences that the memory of that stays till now. And when we recall them, we feel comfort. And as I said, it is not only for you. It is for me personally, it is an opportunity to have joy, more knowledge, more experiences, and to be able to decide what next I want to be and to do as effort in this regard for my progress. And of course, what makes the experience complete is being here in this area, Mantabo, at a mountain, where there are many people who are staying here. They are practicing meditation every single day. So they are creating a kind of high atmosphere every single day. And we are getting the fruit of that. In addition to that, as it was mentioned by Sister Arona, it is a very busy place. And all those who come here for programs, they are coming with the notion of developing themselves. So the energy is added based on that. So, again, as Mira mentioned, it is the time, it is a meeting for you with yourself. And it is an opportunity for you to have the journey inwards. And focus it maybe more than the journey outside. Especially many of you are meditating for a long time and they are senior in this regard. So this is an opportunity for you in order to get realizations based on your unique experiences, not only based on what you hear. And it is also an opportunity to get more deeper meditation and more skills in Raja Yoga meditation, getting your experiences. And really, there are many corners here for quiet place. You have some free time, you can use it in this regard. So, at the end, I will not say that I hope you will enjoy the week. I know that you will enjoy the week, and many people, our experience at the end, they say, can we stay more? So, I know that you will enjoy. The only thing that really spend it in the best possible way that serve your inner journey. Really, best possible way that serve your inner journey. Thank you so much and congratulations. Thank you.
Om Shanti and hello and salam alaikum. Really happy to see you all here. I know some of you are tired, but it's only the first day. Tomorrow you will feel a different vibration, different day, different feelings. And all what I recall, like that 20 years ago, I born spiritually here in this place, exactly in this place as well, in this campus. And I'm just recalling, I was here one day listening to the seniors here. And just would like really to thank the Brahma Kumaris here and the way they give, the way non-stop giving. And it just this big, big heart. And I'm still thankful. And thank you for Didi as well, Didi Sudesh, for taking care of us in this place and every corner and everything. So really, just a gratitude, and how much we have only to observe and observe and take and nourish ourselves. And I recall Daddy Janki, who was the chairman, we call her, of this place, of the Brahma Kumaris. She was Daddy, we call her, and Daddy Janki means the grandmother. She was the main coacher, let's say, and main teacher. And she was saying that when you come here, don't think much. Actually, she said, don't think. And I told her, how come we don't think? She said, what are you thinking of? If the food is there, the place is there, everything is there, why do you need to think? And it's of course, I didn't get it that time, but then I realized if everything is available, just experience. And that's the deep meaning, she said, just experience, because we don't have this opportunity back home with all our baggages and commitments. So, yeah, just a gratitude. Thank you for being here, coming here, and thank you for all the seniors and DDs and all the organizers. Really, a big, big thanks. So, Om Shanti.
Om Shanti, thank you, both of you, for those inspiring words. So, it's possible to take a lot of benefit from this place. You're being encouraged to just watch your inner world, see what changes in you, just pick up vibrations and energy, have a good night's sleep. I'll say two very practical things, if I might, before we hear from Didi. Sister Aruna has already spoken about water. Having been part of these retreats for many, many years now, myself, other retreats, nobody wants to waste 7 days in the dispensary. You clear? So that's why even brushing your teeth with bottled water is not a bad idea. So just stay to the water, please, bottles only, and drink a lot of it, because even though it's wet here, it's easy to get dehydrated. I think you must enjoy the wetness, do you? Those coming from the Middle East. Yeah, it's wonderful. Coming from Canada, not so much. But that's okay. But yeah, take care of yourself, please. And one very little detail. It's a funny, funny thing. But in the dining room, you will notice there's some lovely white tea mugs. Now, this might not seem like a lot for you, but normally we have stainless steel glasses. We drink our tea. So your very special guests, they get the white tea mugs. It's pretty special. I love it. But we are asked, please do not take these mugs to your room, because if you do, they will never come back. And then we'll all be drinking out of stainless steel tea mugs, okay? So in each building, Harmony House in Vishnupuri, there are proper tea mugs there. If you can take from your building, small sweet request from the dining room. And the other one is to let you know they will do anything to accommodate you. You just need to ask. So please ask your guides. And especially in the food department, a hot tip. The best ice cream maybe on the planet is in the vegan food section. So how many here are vegans now, before you hear about the ice cream? Yeah, suddenly everyone's a vegan when the ice cream is discovered. So there is a vegan table in the middle of the dining hall, and then there's a chili and a non-chili. So you go to the right lineup for you. And the middle sections are help yourself salads. Okay? So some just little basics. But your guides will help you throughout the week. So I would like to turn the microphone now to our beloved Didi. And I'm going to make a very clear statement about her official title so we get it right. Okay? Didi is actually the head senior director of this campus, of Gyan Sarovar. And something that I think is very important for all of us to know, you know, this is the largest women-led spiritual organization in the world. Well, Didi is one of the co-administrative heads of the whole organization. So always a team function. She's been part of this team for many years and is now a co-administrative head of the organization. So she brings many, many years organizationally, but many, many years spiritually as a student and a teacher. So welcome, Didi. We'll have, I think, maybe 15, 20 minutes from Didi, a little meditation and then gifts for all of you. So welcome and thank you, Didi.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Love. Om Love. Good evening. What I am experiencing, of course, first of all, hearty welcome to all of you. Those who have come traveling last night, I was in Ahmedabad, and I see coming late night, midnight, later on the morning, then daytime, and they are here, as fresh as just they have come up from their bedroom, get up and fresh and come here. So congratulations to all of you. Many of you traveling, but what I feel in this peaceful, of course it is inner peace, inner power you have come for, but what this moment I am experiencing, happiness more, joyful. So I am joy, I am bliss. You are happy, happy to be here. I am also happy to be see you. We are also very happy to see you. Welcome home. And what I see, such a beautiful bouquet of different parts of the world and blossoming flowers. These flowers we see visible, but the inner beauty that you all have, the inner strength that you have. Of course, inner peace and inner power. Each individual is existing with these two powers along with the main power of purity. Purity, peace. Where there is purity, peace, there is harmony and happiness. It's an inner joy inside when heart is clean, pure, aware of this, and how seeing each other threaded in one thread, I see as I am seeing a beautiful sparkling necklace, what is called garland, beautiful garland studded in one thread, garland of sparkling diamonds. Sparkling diamonds. At this, it is a spark of inner joy, of inner feeling, of going deep within again, exploring the inner peace. Because peace is the original power. Peace and power. In fact, power is first or peace is first. Power expresses what is inside, and inside is existing the power, not only just the power to move around, but the power of inner strength, which is of our values, our true love, our true happiness, our true wish to give happiness to others and also receive happiness. To become benevolent, first for the self, merciful for the self, and also mercy for others. And peace exists when there is patience as well. Otherwise, control is not there. Peace and patience play together. Peace is positive energy. It's actually a real blossoming flower. If I give this example of or an compare with these flowers, this can melt. But then the inner power of positive energy, positive, pure, and clean inside heart is so still, cool, calm, satisfaction inside. It is not just Om Shanti, a word, just expression, greetings, but it is the experience of each individual at times when it's really realizing it's my true nature. Even a small baby, you can see an innocent baby is resting. Baby is resting. That atmosphere, this feeling of gentleness, innocence, it's the vibrations. Sleep is otherwise sleep. But if I am sleeping and dreaming and fear is inside, vibrations will be different. And so this innocence within us, it is really park. It's a really deep within, packed us in us, like a size seed in our personality. It is just to explore more and more. Every letter of peace, P-E-A-C-E, you are this, five petal flowers, positive, pure, powerful. This thought itself creates feeling, and feeling go deeper within us. It changes into experience. E is exercise of my true inner peace and experience of it. It's an education in certain situations where I have to remind myself, remind, bring back positivity in me. Wait. It is the moment to observe and absorb that energy. And more I cultivate this consciousness of I am a pure and peaceful soul. It comes in action. Peace is not just passivity, that I sit in a corner, go up there on mountain, or sit down in a cave, or sit down in a corner of my room. No, it's a practical power in action, in interaction. Peace allows me to accept the situation in a peaceful state of mind. My intellect is able to have clarity. C is cool, calm, clear, confidence. Yes, this is what I am. Not that I can be, but I am. It convinces you the inner joy through it comes from within. But, of course, it is the more you appreciate your own inner, this blessing. Because all of us originally came from the region of peace, from the land of peace. When this body is not with us, the soul is silent, still, full, peaceful. Aman, complete silent. And then interaction with each other, acceptance of each other, appreciate with cool and clear mind. And also if there is something not, you are not able to accept and it is wrong, you have courage to clarify it. and peace. Its courage is also there. Confidence is there. And so be positive, pure, powerful. E, education, exercise, experience, then cool, action, in action. Affection comes from the heart for each other. Appreciation comes for the self and also for others. Confidence and courage naturally with cool and calm mind. And finally, E is enlightenment, energy that brings everything easily. I don't have to struggle for peace. This deep silence, sweet silence, loveful silence, finish violence. Silence kills violence because we become very violent with our own selves many times. Negative about ourselves, not having self-respect in ourselves, not realizing how great, fortunate souls we are. And so it's conscious energy, real pure energy. And then E is everything, easy and everything. It's not difficult. It's a gift. It's a blessing. It's an eternal power. And so you have come here, welcome in your own home. You are not guest. We are family. I see it as we are one family because we are the creation of the same Creator. And enjoy yourself here. This time that you have, it's called Gyan Sarovar. Gyan Sarovar, the lake of knowledge. You will know more and more, explore more and more as you go further in 3, 4, 4 days, 5 days. That it's the mind, it's the mine of jewels. You need to dig in. Of course, it needs to work on selves. While walking, talking, sitting, eating, whatever action you are performing, it's your own energy, your own power, and which it is just like inner light. Your light is lit. It's like the light of others. Your one quality is empowering the other quality. One value is valuing the other values. And here you feel you are wearing a beautiful jewelry of all the values in your personality, in you as a soul. And that is meaning of Om Shanti, Om Peace. Now 3 minutes, 4 minutes, I speak and you can follow these thoughts. You don't have to speak loudly, but just stay in this consciousness. Sit comfortably. Relax, straight. What am I? realize I am a living energy, metaphysical being of light. I have taken this costume, my body, to play my role. I am not this body, but I have a valuable instrument, my body. I am a soul. Thinking being. As I think, so shall I become. I think of peace. An inner power. Creative energy.
And we hold this vibration as we come slowly onto the stage for gifts, or maybe not.